Thank you very much to Roger. Now, you're going to stay with us. We're joined in the studio by David Kennard, Wayne Banks, Nikki Smith, and as you just heard him, Roger there, here to launch Mental Health Awareness Week and to tell us about fitness in mind. So if you want, you probably have to come a little bit nearer. Wayne was sitting over in the corner there. Hiya, Wayne. Long time no see.
Hey, musical chairs.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Not too bad, thanks. Long time no see. So tell everybody, before we start talking about fitness in mind, Mental Health Awareness Week, it's kicking off today.
Yeah.
Tell everybody else about it.
It's run by the Mental Health Foundation, one of the national charities. It's been running for a number of years now, and each year they dedicate it to a particular theme around mental health. So 2 years ago it was physical activity, an exercise. Last year was, which one was it last year? Anxiety. And this year is mindfulness. So it's a coping mechanism, mindfulness.
And sorry, it's been going for a couple, how many years do you say it's going for?
I think it's about 4 or 5, maybe more than that.
And does this happen all over the country?
Yeah. There are events running all through the week. And there are probably events last week, there will probably be events next week as well. So it's not just this week, but this is where everything gets focused.
What made you get into this in the first place?
Well, I've been diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 7 years ago, so I have lived experience, which means that I understand it a little bit better than the general population. And moving to Brentwood about 4 years ago, started volunteering for some of the local mental health charities and decided that actually I can get involved with this. I'm also a Time to Change champion as well.
And just bringing in Nikki. Hello, Nikki. How are you? Nikki Smith.
Hi.
What's your role?
My role is I'm here from Brentwood Leisure Trust, and we work with Essex Mental Health Community on a Fitness in Mind project, which is fitness classes for people suffering with mental ill health or have lived experience, because we believe exercise is another good coping mechanism.
So has there been any sort of, I was going to say tests, has there been any sort of like, I'm trying to think, can't get the word into my head.
Research.
Evidence research.
Research, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. To say that with people with depression it does make a difference to actually get active.
Not much.
No, we're working on it.
Yeah, we're actually one of the top projects in the country now for research into mental health and physical activity, which is great for Brentwood, but quite sad for the rest of the UK that nothing's been done in the past. There's information, but it's patchy, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a big difference in the Brentwood Centre and say, actually, there is a huge amount of potential in these things, but not a lot of evidence.
Yeah. Because it's very difficult. If somebody is having, you know, depression and they can't get out of bed, they don't want to go to work, they don't want to talk to anybody, it's the last thing that you would just say, come out of bed, because you normally just want to stay in the house. You don't want to socialise, you don't want to talk. It's very difficult to get people out of the house to actually do anything, even going for a walk. But if you do go for a walk, you normally find that you actually feel a little bit better, because it clears your head. So how do you get somebody in that situation when they're at home to come in to the gym, and maybe, you know, how do you tease them out of the house?
David's an expert on that.
Okay, I'm going to bring in, this is David Kennard. How are you, David?
Hi there.
Oh, he's broken the mic, but no, he's not broken. You can speak onto this one if you like, if it's easier.
That's okay.
There you go.
We have quite a lot of good connections in the community. We work with Brentwood Mind quite a lot, so we get referrals from there.
Yeah.
We're starting to get referrals from SEPT, the community mental health team, and also beginning to work with GPs now as well.
Yeah.
So we're forming quite a large network.
But how would you, so if a GP says to you, we've got somebody at home, they're not, you know, we think they have depression, we think it would be good to get them, how do you actually physically sort of get them or tease them to come out to do, you know, fitness in mind, to get involved, to actually get some physical activity to feel better?
We are reliant, I guess, on a little bit of self-motivation. We do we are prepared to go to Brentwood Mind or to the resource centre to meet people if the first step of coming into the gym is too much. Generally speaking, I think there's everyone experiences barriers to accessing physical activity, and that's reflected in how inactive the local area is. Those figures increase even more when talking about people with mental health issues, and it's really, we try to make the environment just as friendly as possible, We're there to support people. They can talk as little or as much about their mental health as they want to. Mm. But we try to just make a friendly environment for them.
Nikki, I just wanted to ask you something. I've been talking to a few people about this because we're living in a world where people are putting things on Twitter and Facebook. There's stuff all over the place. And how do you know, and I don't want to say this because there's people out there that might be suffering with depression, and I want to be careful how I say it. How do you know when somebody genuinely has, do you know at the moment with Facebook people are putting down, what's wrong? And they put these sort of statements that people start to kind of grab onto. So it's a little bit like attention. How do people know if somebody does have a serious depressive disorder rather than somebody who's just putting stuff down on social networking to try and get a little bit of a reaction? And I'll be very careful how I say that because I know young people would be a way of maybe them reaching out would be different to somebody of maybe my age, that you wouldn't want to throw stuff out there for everybody to read.
Well, I think that's a problem, and I have to say I'm no expert in mental ill health apart from the work I've done over the last year. But I just think from experience and having two young girls myself, there is a lot of attention seeking going on. But I do feel as well if you're having a need to seek attention, then maybe there's some underlying issues anyway. So... the trouble is with diagnosis with mental health, it can take about 10 years.
I believe.
So when you're young and you're at school, you haven't got anyone telling you whether there is a serious problem or not. So I do think even if they feel the need to say that they're down or depressed or whatever, then that's reason for early intervention and getting some exercise in, and it might make you feel better.
We tend to avoid the diagnosis part.
Yeah.
So everyone's got mental health. All of us need to look after it in some way. So what we're trying to do is actually get rid of the labels a little bit and say, it doesn't matter whether you've got depression, whatever you want to call it, if you're feeling down, you're feeling anxious, they're normal reactions, emotions, come down to the centre, join us. You don't have to have a diagnosis. It's about mental well-being rather than mental ill health. Mm. But luckily enough, we are actually experts in mental ill health as well.
What can people, when they come down, is there any fee? How many days can they come down? And what sort of things are they doing with regards to exercise and also speaking to people as well? What tell us all the different things that you do. And can I just ask you, if you'd mind going on to... this one here, if you don't mind. That's well done, Roger. But we're not going to blame Roger. Thank you. This is David. Thank you, David.
You want to get closer to the mince.
Yes. Yeah. Please open the sweets. You brought me sweets in. I want to hear you going... That's it.
Okay, we're just starting our fourth round of classes, so we've been running for nearly a year now. And we actually relaunched today. We have a football group on a Monday at 5 o'clock, a netball group on Thursday at 2 o'clock, a mixed martial art fitness class on a Friday at 2:30, and a dancing class on Saturday at 2:30. And they're completely free of charge, and like Wayne said, anyone who feels they need to come along are welcome. We also have two inclusive classes, so they're open to the centre as a whole. But we still have a peer support worker there to help out. And that's a beginner's yoga class on a Tuesday at 11 o'clock and a box fitness class on Wednesday at 12 o'clock. And it's for anyone aged 16 and over, all fitness levels.
And how much is the different charges for different classes? Or
The two inclusive classes are £3.50. But if you've got a centre membership, they're included in
Excellent.
That membership.
Right, and so what else is happening during this week? What other things are you going to be up to during the week?
We've invaded your studios all week, actually. So tomorrow we've got Bob Simpson and Scott W. coming down to talk about the Mental Health Matters pod.
Which has been going brilliantly, by the way.
Absolutely, yeah. You've got so much national attention on that one. Yeah, I think you've had retweets from a number of celebrities.
Yep.
So absolutely brilliant. And I think we're on the third one. I think we're... Fitness in Mind are coming on to the third one to do an interview as well. On Wednesday, the centre is running the mental health first aid course at the, for all the staff. So all the staff here have been trained in mental health first aid. And you've got Leslie Bailey and Lucy Gill from Brentwood Borough Council coming down to tell us about what the course is about. On Thursday, you have Jane Ward and our yoga instructor, it's Renate Mullins, coming down to talk about mindfulness, which is the theme of this week's Mental Health Awareness Week. And on Friday is the dementia-friendly tea dances, and that's with Becky Painter from the Brentwood Centre and I think it's Steve from In-House. No, what is it?
Home Instead.
Home Instead, that's it.
And I also add that we're launching our health walks this week, our Fitness in Mind health walks. So the first one is on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the evening, and they're free. So if anyone wants to come down and join us in a little stroll around the field, then they're quite welcome.
How far is it? And say it in miles. I always say to Roger, he goes, it's 3.5. I don't understand what that is.
It takes 20 minutes to walk around the field.
And we're doing it 60 times.
60?
No, we're not. Well, for a maximum of about, I don't know, 4 miles, I reckon, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Bring the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
See, Roger will be there.
Absolutely.
Dogs have mental health as well.
What are the plans for the future? How would you like to see this develop in time?
Yeah, I'm Roger.
Oh. Not me. Oh, sure. I would just say that as someone who, I started on this sort of journey about 18 months ago, and it's the most interesting, fascinating, and scary thing I've ever done in my professional life. And what has been I found so shocking was how little is out there, and I think the most important thing from my point of view is that we're talking about it and we're getting everyone else to talk about it, and we're not going to go away, and we're just going to keep on building the programme, developing the programme. It's a peer-led programme. It's not us deciding what needs to be done. It's the people who are in the programme deciding what they want, and the more that people talk to us and the more that people ask for, the more that we will do. That's basically it in a nutshell.
What about the if this is a way that stops people from taking, have to be on sort of antidepressive medicine, I'm talking, not saying if you're on certain drugs, because obviously there are people who've got quite severe problems they do need to have drugs for, but if you're taking sort of like your ordinary, I say ordinary, depressive medicine, exercise might be a way that you can actually exercise and not have to take that medicine. So it could be a thing that once the research is done, that's what the changes could be.
Absolutely, that's what we're trying to move into. Although we're not clinicians, we can't tell people not to take their medication.
Yeah.
We're never going to that sort of level. But I'm on antidepressants myself. I hope that I will come off them one day. I'm aware that I might need to go back on them at some point, but if exercise helps with that, then I'm quite happy to do that. Although I'm not at the moment. I'm the control group, so I have to eat chocolate, do no exercise, just turn up every week and watch these guys do their stuff. So it's quite a good actor.
He's very, very good at it.
I am.
Very good at being controlled. Now, if people want to find out more, if they're at home and thinking, I'd like to come out and maybe give this a try, where do they need to go, T? Where are the sites?
It's, you can look on our website, the Brentwood Centre website, www.brentwood-centre.co.uk, or you can call into main reception and pick up a leaflet or email us. So, the email, phone, whatever, we answer to all sorts.
We'll come down.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll just turn up.
And so we don't forget, it's Mental Health Help. I'm going to say, can't get this word out. Mental Health Awareness Week here at Phoenix FM. So Wayne and the gang will all be sort of popping in on different shows. I think you're back on my show on Friday as well. But you'll be back in, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, every day this week. Yeah,
every day this week. And don't forget, if you want to check out Bob Simpson's excellent podcast, it is available on the Phoenix FM website, which is all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Who's eaten some of the sweets then? Have you not shared them out? Have they just been?
I've had loads.
We could hear just as David was talking, we could hear just slightly in the background. Thank you very much for coming in. We're going to do some ads now, and I'll be back after this. But well done, and I hope the week starts off well for you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Just deleting there, Roger, aren't you?